Yesterday, I attended a briefing at the National Press Building in Washington, D.C. It was the culmination of the 2009 X Conference, held April 17th through 19th, a UFO research and disclosure advocacy conclave organized by Washington lobbyist Stephen Bassett. Peter Saputo and I financed our trip to the conference hotel in Gaithersburg, Maryland, by selling the X Conference t-shirts that I designed last year. Shirt sales covered all but about $80 of our expenses, so I'm up for doing it again if Bassett will agree to make t-shirt orders a part of next year's registration process. When I arrived at the First Amendment room on the 13th floor of the press building an hour early, I was surprised to find there Jim Current, a commercial airline pilot who sat on the pilots panel at the 2006 X Conference, and whose doppelganger worked with me as an ad agency account executive years ago. Jim is based in Charlotte, North Carolina, so I hope to keep in touch with him. He knew Gordon, Gordo, as he says, Cooper, whose own daylight sighting is a matter of public record and extraordinarily detailed. The first speaker after Bassett at the briefing was former astronaut Dr. Edgar Mitchell, who told the world, yet again, that our planet is being engaged by extraterrestrial intelligence, a fact he says has been confirmed by high-level Pentagon sources who now deny their comments. Roger Lear, a podiatrist from Thousand Oaks, California, announced, yet again, that he's been removing alien implants from people's bodies, and a scientist, Alex Moser, explained that the magnetized implants contain isotopes not known to exist on this planet or anywhere else in the solar system. A retired senior executive officer of the British Ministry of Defense, Nick Pope, confirmed for about the gazillionth time that the MOD has been tracking UFO activity for decades, and retired Air Force Colonel Milton Torres tearfully described his in-flight shoot-down encounter with a UFO the size of an aircraft carrier in 1957 while he was operating out of RAF Manston in Kent. This encounter is verified by newly released MOD documents. But despite the weight and range of the testimony given, today there's only one small article about the briefing at CNN.com. As is their habit, our mainstream media is turning a blind eye and trembling withers to the phenomenon. The media's indifferent, often tongue-in-cheek treatment of what in a parallel world would be earth-shattering news reminds me of Webster Hubble. He's the White House senior staff member who wrote in his memoirs about the attempt he made at Bill Clinton's request to ferret out the truth about UFOs. He was rebuffed. Even John Podesta, Clinton's chief of staff, who banged the disclosure drum repeatedly, saying, "It's the law," played to empty media houses. So it seems fitting that one rainy morning in 2006, as I was waiting at the Shady Grove Metro station for the courtesy shuttle to the X Conference Hotel, there were two other people in that tiny shelter with me. Those people, trying to stay dry at the edge of a virtually empty parking lot, were a woman I didn't recognize and Webster Hubble. He seemed defeated somehow, and I wondered if he was there for the X Conference, but I never saw him again. That's what this topic tends to do to a person. It grinds and isolates, and then it rains on you, and then you disappear. I call it the Hubble effect.
I cried a river over you.